They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild. They've gone wild.
Wild chatting.
Wild chatting. Wild chatting.
Trace. Welcome back, listeners.
Shit, we're on.
Wild, 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 wild Wednesday.
It's a wild Wednesday night, actually.
It is a wild Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up, guys?
So, what's up, guys? How are we gonna blow this casket?
So, I wanted to start off by talking about this new product I found.
This is not an ad.
It is a quiz you take, and it's a personalized hair care, okay? It's called Prose.
Mm-hmm.
P-R-O-S-E.
Heard all about it. Seen it online.
And what do you think?
I don't know. What do you think? You like it?
I think it's great.
You're into
that. I do think it's very, good for you in a sense, like, it's natural as fuck.
Mm.
Like, they say, like, don't even worry about it. We already don't have, like,
parabens, sulfates.
Yeah, all that shit. But they go even more into it. Everything is, like, essential oils and, like, natural.
Mm-hmm.
Natural scents and everything. So when I smelled it, I was like, oh, it's very natural, which makes me...
Like, in a good smelling way or, like, not really smelling that good?
Like
too clean, too earthy, too minerally...
Earthy.
Earthy.
But not in a bad way. Just
not dirty,
like,
earthy.
It's like when you know, eating real bread versus gluten-free bread.
Tastes organic.
Yeah. Smells organic or something. Like, instead of smelling Canteen where you're like, oh my God, this smells
juicy.
Like cancer.
Yeah, you're like, I want to eat it.
I want it all over my body. Yeah, it's more like, oh, this smells fresh. And light. Fluffy.
Okay.
So,
well, how was it to use?
You go through the entire...
Get to the good part.
You know, quiz. And what I wish that I changed is I told them that my hair was, like, a little bit thicker than fine hair. Because I had all those extensions in my head. I forgot how my hair is. So I took it all out and I was like, fuck me. And they did have the option. Do you have extensions? What kind? Whatever. So they went into everything. So I wish I told them my hair was thin as fuck. And I also told them that it doesn't get greasy for 3 to 4 days, which is totally a fucking lie. All of a sudden, my hair's like been greasy like after a day or two.
Mm.
So I think that whatever they added into it to make it healthier makes it a little greasy faster. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll just have to wash my hair
more oily,
often.
Yeah.
But I picked like the grapefruit. It's like citrus woodsy. So it's like grapefruit, basil, and sandalwood. Because I was like, oh, that's me. That's me, bitch. But now smelling it for the listeners, I would say because of it being such a natural version of those smells, I would go for the more like minty route. You know, like, so it really smells like a scalp treatment.
Right.
Minty, sudsy, fresh, clean.
So
natural.
You like it, though, overall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be really good. And I put in there that I have really bad dandruff problems, and it's totally fixed that. Like, after 2 washes, I have no dandruff ever.
There you go. A lot of my clients have actually been asking me about that stuff or about dandruff and ways to fix it. And I always tell them that you use the Head and Shoulders, and that usually does it.
Yeah. Like, when I have I would call it an outbreak, of a dry scalp. Then I'll use that. But no, I really like it. I think that it's a good thing. It's definitely expensive. Like, I got everything they suggested because I'm a bougie bitch. I got the shampoo, the conditioner, and the little mask. But it's a pre-shampoo mask that you do every other, like once every 2 weeks. And you get your hair damp, run it through your ends.
Yeah, and then you wash it when you get in there.
And then you wait like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I tell all my clients actually to do that. I call it a poor man mask, where you can literally just take your conditioner, slap it on your dry hair, clip it up. Doesn't matter.
I didn't even know about that.
I tell all my clients to do that because a lot of people don't actually take the time to deep condition their hair. They also don't take the time to, you know, do our skin and properly cleanse ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And your hair gets very dry. It's very dehydrated and it needs that little extra kick of moisture. So I tell everybody to do that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a good tip, to do the mask before the shampoo and let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes. Another thing that I really liked about this product and the quiz was it asks you your zip code and it goes, oh, okay, you live in Newbury Park
area.
And it's like, yeah, your area is polluted by all of these things, so they put in all the additives to cancel out those horrible things that are bad for your hair.
Mm.
So like, that's fucking cool.
That's great.
So yeah, it's called Prose, P-R-O-S-E. I don't have a discount code. I wish I did for you, but I really liked it. And yeah. I think that people should do it, but definitely go like a minty route or be okay with it smelling like an organic strawberry, not the one that's loaded with sugar, an American strawberry.
Right, right.
Yeah, so.
Well, okay. And then another product actually that has been really good, we'll just kind of like touch on it briefly, is Vegamore has been going viral on Instagram. Jade had used it and I had seen her. I hadn't done her hair for a little while and I thought she cut bangs and it was actually turned out to all be new growth. So I actually ordered some and I've now been using it and I'm about 2 months in and I actually have noticed on myself an extreme difference and change.
Growth, right?
Now I'm telling all of my clients to get it and use it. So like, if you guys have any problems,
those new baby hairs that are long, like bangs.
This grew out, and this was all. Look, these were like nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the broken hair all around shaping your face that have been broken from bleaching and straightening and blow drying your whole life.
Just my natural little baby hairs that have never grown. Now they're growing. They're getting long, and what it's doing is fixing where I have a natural. Dad called them parking lots. What is it? It's not the widow's peak. Where you just have
like a receding hairline.
A receding hairline or where it's getting thinner. It's a great preventative. And I'm 28. So me starting this now and taking this investment, because it is a little bit expensive depending on who you are and what your budget is. It is kind of a little bit pricey. But I'm just going to keep using it as a fucking investment. Like, fuck it, dude. Like, why not? It's not like when you stop using it, your hair falls out. No, I never graduated to the white bottle, though. I've only been using the pink one.
I will tell you, there's a price difference, and I didn't really notice a big difference using the white bottle. I would just stick to the cheaper pink one.
Yeah,
I've been working. I actually got the pink one off of you, so now I'm going back. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you if there's a change, but I really don't think so. But the pink was fucking great. Maybe it's just because my hair really needed it and needed that growth, and now I'm at like a good stage and it's going slower. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really notice a difference between the advanced and the regular.
Okay.
So
I don't know if I've mentioned maybe briefly on our last episode that I've been getting super invested and really diving into and seeing what comes to me knowledge-wise about like meditation and this quantum jumping and quantum leaping. And I had found this.
There's a leap too.
Quantum leaping, quantum jumping, it's the same thing. It just depends on what you want to call it. But there was this really great girl that I saw on TikTok. This is where it all fucking began for me. So I found this girl on TikTok. Her name's Healer Barbie.
Healer,
like to heal. And really pretty, gorgeous girl. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls. And she does, obviously, you know, meditation, healing, hypnosis, things like that. And so she has a whole practice, and you guys can get her book and really invest into her. But I just was actually successful watching a couple of her TikTok videos, and she was able to guide me into a meditation. And it's not the easiest for me to meditate, but let me tell you, after I watched her video, now it has become not just easy, like addictive.
So
like,
what did she say?
She has like a lot of different ways on how she walks you through it. The one that I found that was most beneficial for me, actually, well, now that I've been doing it with so many different like practices that I have found, I've kind of melted them all into my own way. But the way that she does it, it's a quantum leap. So it's a visualization meditation, and you walk yourself through your perceived dream life, whatever, you know, you were trying to manifest or the you that you were trying to become. And the whole thing with like manifesting, where I think a lot of people get lost in translation, is that it's like, so the affirmations, when you're writing down your positive affirmations, that's just to reprogram your record. Saying positive affirmations, yes, it's putting it out there into the universe, but that's only half the battle. From what I've learned, that's actually not going to completely manifest your dreams. It might. But to really put that energy and that power into full force, you also need to take the next step. So now the next step is visualizing, right? These are all things I've learned from The Secret and just what I've heard through other people. Mm-hmm. And so once you start visualizing, so that's like the quantum jumping and quantum leaping, is you're visualizing this world where it has everything that you want, all your desires. And then the actual shift in what changed it all for me is that let's say you're looking at you in the future and it's the you that you are planning to become. Now, you, as you are, jump into the future you. And when you make that jump of the conscious you today into the future you that you want to become, you don't imagine having all the things. You imagine feeling what it's like to be that version of yourself and what those things allow you to feel. Because at the end of the day, we don't want money. We don't want cars. We want to feel the way we feel when we have the money. And we want to feel the way we feel when we have the cars. Security, stability, status, whatever your goal in life is after.
Okay.
And so that's why I really liked her, because she kind of walks you through this really deep visualization and then how to just transfer what you're seeing in your mind into how to embody the feelings. And the first time that I did this, bro, I was with my eyes closed, meditating, started bawling through my closed eyes. Like, didn't even know why I was crying. And the feeling that I was having, I was trying to be, you know, conscious of recognizing that feeling. And it wasn't sadness. It was gratitude. It was almost like a feeling of like, I can't believe I did this. And it was so real for me to be there. And in that moment that it just shook me to my very core. And I just knew when I woke up and with my tears falling down my face, I knew, I was like, that's real. That's going to be me in so many years. I'm actually going to be there.
And were you, I can't believe I did this thing over the fact that you quantum jumped?
No.
Or the fact that
it was me being in the future and me standing in my forte, smelling my beautiful fresh roses that my wonderful, lovely husband just bought me. And the kids are upstairs, just the whole life. And I was just like standing there in such gratitude that, wow, I accomplished this. Wow, I did this for myself. Wow, you know. And so it was awesome, because after that, I was addicted. After that, I was like, fuck, this is a whole new fucking world. And it's inside of us. It's inside every single one of us. And we all have a power to access it. And, you know, I think that me getting sober and like not drinking has really given me not just the free time, but the expansion of awareness to be able to access these feelings and thoughts that I actually didn't really know that I had.
Mm. Now, like a lot of people out there, like myself, they think of meditating like, how the fuck do you have time for that? And then also
10 minutes. Just take honestly, it's actually hard to sit through 10 minutes. It's hard to get to 2 minutes. It's hard to get to 3 minutes or 5 minutes.
I can't imagine without falling fucking asleep because I'm so tired.
Sometimes that happens to me. I have tried to do with Bert Goldman. He's another great author. He walks you through a meditation. I have fallen asleep many of times trying to get to his meditation. I accidentally fall asleep.
So, like most people are like, what? I just sit in the room with my thoughts quietly.
So the point of meditation is actually to silence your thoughts. So, a small practice that you can start doing that I have found to be extremely helpful is when you're laying there and you're closing your eyes, is that you, count 3, 2, 1. And when you're on 3, you do it 3 times and you visualize someone drawing a 3 times. 1, 2, 3. And then you go to the 2. Now visualize someone drawing a 2, 3 times. 2, 2, 2 in your mind. You're picturing this. And what this is doing is it's starting to draw your focus away from your mind and onto your visualization. And your eyes are closed when you're doing this. Then once you count down from 3, 2, 1, 3 times of each number, you're breathing the whole time. You take a nice deep breath and then you start up by 10 and you just go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. After you get here, you'll start to feel that your thoughts are starting to be quiet, and then random things are going to start popping into your head. Like, did I pay the mail? Did I turn my car off? Is the heater on? And when those things start to pop into your mind, silence them by saying, that's nice. And just imagine like throwing the thought away. And then the next one comes into your mind. Did I water the plants? That's nice. Throw it away. And if that's nice, because that's the thought that I consciously go away with, so that when those things arise, I can say, that's nice. The moment I say that's nice, it's like the thought's gone. Because now you're drawing your... So it's always where you're drawing your awareness and where you're drawing your attention. And the more times you do this, even if you just practice for 1 minute every morning when you wake up, it's actually better to do meditation in the morning than it is at night, because you're more likely to fall asleep at night. And when in the morning, you've already slept, you know, you've already been through your REM cycle, so you're actually not that tired. And if you can just start doing that, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice. Every single time, it'll get easier. And it may take a while to get there. But the point... Once you get through all the thoughts, the point is to just sit in that silence. And I've done it before where I'm sitting there and I'm silent and I'm like, oh my God, I've been quiet for 3 minutes. I didn't have a thought. And that thought ruins it and pulls me back out of it. And then I, fuck, I was just there for 3 fucking minutes and I have to fucking get back there. And you have to start over. So it's a practice. It's almost like stretching and trying to do the splits. You can't do it the first time. It takes many of, you know, lots of patience to be able to get into the splits.
Right. Because remember at Mary's Blessing Way, when we did that meditation, that group meditation, and everyone's laying in the grass, the entire time I was so... like distracted. I felt like there was bugs on my feet. I was scratching at myself because we're laying in the grass. Mm-hmm. I'm like allergic to grass.
So that will happen to me when I'm meditating, is things will start to itch on my body.
Yeah, and there's, I could not fucking focus.
There's ways though, anything. When I'm meditating and I don't want to move, because you're not supposed to move a muscle. The other cool thing, when I'm meditating and something itches, I just focus all of my attention to that spot of my body where it's itching, and I imagine myself itching it, and then it goes away. But anyway, so back to getting into meditation, I would definitely try to find somebody on either YouTube or TikTok or an author or a book. There's so many different forms of knowledge out there, and whatever resonates with you, whatever you seem to gravitate towards or whatever you like the best, what's ever calling you, I would just lean into one and just try to pick something. Some of the authors that I've really liked have been Bert Goldman. He's a little bit boring, but he has a really huge depth perception of knowledge, and it's almost like he goes into the healer Barbie in a little bit more depth. But the healer Barbie girl is a lot more interesting to watch, and she communicates things personally in my mind a lot easier to grasp the concept the way that she delivers it. Now, okay, so after all of this, right, so I'm barely, like, crumbling this cookie and, like, getting into this quantum leaping and quantum jumping thing, somehow on my TikTok, on my For You page, I swear to God, dude, I know TikTok, it's an algorithm, whatever, I think the universe, like, literally talks to me through messages on TikTok, because they, on my For You page, there was this girl, Dolores Cannon. And I had sent you this video. Mm-hmm. You said you watched
it. The old lady?
The old lady. Mm-hmm. Dude, is she...
well, Dolores, you know.
Is she a trip or what though, bro?
So, like, her job is to what? Like, study?
So, she's a hypnotherapist. And she's also an author. And she's just so vast, dude. I don't even know where to scratch the surface on her. If you guys have a free moment, she's... incredible. I would totally look her up if I were you. I've been so addicted to her, Jade. I wake up every morning and schedule myself an extra hour of getting ready time so I can watch her YouTube videos, because she, dude, I don't know how to explain it. I went through a rough time. I had a horrible fucking thing happen with the fucking Florida boy. We'll talk about that. And I was having a lot of problems with my ego, and my feelings were hurt, and I was feeling like shit. I had my little cries over it, and it was just a whole fucking thing for Teal, you know? Not a good day. And I fucking find this video of Dolores, and it was on TikTok. And so I go and search her on YouTube, because it was only a 30-second clip on TikTok.
Let's see what this bitch has to say.
Let's see what this bitch has to fucking say. Dude. And, like, I don't know. It was really weird. After I watched that video that I sent you guys, I sent it to, like, 30 people in my contacts. And I was like, this video just changed my life. Like, literally every single person I know, if I can share this with you, and if it leaves you anything, great. This video, I am not kidding you, changed my entire life.
Definitely makes you not afraid to die.
Dude, she changed my whole perspective, my whole outlook. I think I had an ego death, and I've only heard about this a couple of times, an ego death. And obviously I still have an ego. That's what protects our subconscious and stuff like that. But it's so much, like, it was weird. I went to bed heartbroken. I woke up perfectly fine. It was like the things that she had said resonated with me in such a way. One of the things that I loved about that video I sent you, I don't know if you watched it, was where she touches on karma. Did you see that part?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so here, I'll start off by asking you a question. What is your definition of karma? Like, how would you explain karma? Because up until fucking 24 hours ago, I thought I had karma figured out, and I never looked at it this way, and it literally changed. I have so much empathy for everybody now.
Karma is like a bitch got what she deserves.
Okay, that's how I thought of it too, up yeah. until 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm, because this lady had something to say.
Yeah.
We got to explain to the listeners before you dive any deeper about, like, what even her video was about.
So she's an author of 16 different books that I'm aware of, and every book covers a completely different thing. The video that I'm actually talking about, it's called Death After Life, not Life After Death, Death After Life by Dolores Cannon on YouTube. And she's basically a hypnotherapist, but she does a lot of work with people who, at first I was like, this bitch is fucking nuts, but she does work with people's past lives. And I've heard a lot of people try to talk to me about past lives, and I always look at them and I'm like, okay, you were a fucking tribal Indian from the Chihuahua tribe, right? Yeah, right. You know, like, okay. But now I'm starting to like be a little bit more open-minded to a lot of the stuff she does, and she does like a lot of things in depth, but she gets a lot of her, she's never done any schooling for any of this. She's done like practices where she goes and like studies under someone and collects that kind of information. But all of the information from every single one of her fucking books, she says, was given to her by her source. Some people call it God. Some people call them aliens. It's trippy, bro. So she goes into this meditative place and she calls it fucking quantum something. So I was like, oh my god, everything's connecting, all the stars are coming together. It's like quantum leaping, quantum jumping. And then now I found Dolores, and
Dolores.
And so she does a hypnotic state, and it's a meditative state where she can go and reach these people. And that's how she also does with her clients, where she helps them through whatever fucking thing that they're there to get her help for.
So the video that I saw, she was basically telling you all about what happens to
you when you die.
You when you die, and that Earth is actually hell, and that it's a school, and we were here to learn lessons.
Right.
And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, you get sent back and you do a new body and you start over. And you don't remember your past. And that's the past life thing.
No, and I love that because one of my other favorite authors, Louise Hay, who I had found a couple of years ago, and she really opened my mind to a lot of different kind of spirituality and thought process and positive thinking and affirmations. Now Dolores has kind of just taken like a way deeper turn on what Louise Hay's articles and publishings and books have ever really been written about. And it's almost like this Dolores girl just gets like, it's like Louise Hay is like kindergarten and this Dolores girl is like college, you know? But back to the whole karma thing, I used to definitely 100% think of it almost, it's like when you hear the word karma, you think spite. Like she's gonna negative. You're going to get it. Yeah, you're going to get it. Now,
karma will get you. Like something bad's going to happen to you for doing something bad.
Right. Like you stole from someone, you're going to get hit by a car.
Or someone's going to steal something from you that's very valuable.
Right. Something that's irreplaceable. Or like, you know what I mean? So that's what I used to think of it as. The way that Dolores puts how karma actually is that when you die, you pass over into what is heaven. And you're with like the source of light. And everything feels really great. You're surrounded by love. And after you're welcomed there, you go in front of God. And you almost have like a judgment day. And he takes you through your 20, 80, however long you were on this planet, however many years you were here. He takes you through every year within a matter of moments, because the way that they communicate is not like us, you know?
You know, well, she said it's like a fucking projectile screening. Like your life is all in front of you, like the movie Click.
Right. Exactly. 100% just like that. Like, I think a lot of these movies are actually not far off from how some things are in the other realms.
Right.
Just to kind of give us an idea, you know? Because our brain is actually not able to comprehend how things are beyond what we can see. And so she says on the judgment day, while you're being put in front of all of those different pictures and all the things, it's also much deeper than that. And those images are now associated with emotions. And instead of watching it from the other side, you're actually experiencing it from the feeling point of the people that you were involved with.
That you were hurting.
So anybody that you hurt, you actually, on your judgment day, feel every single thing that those people felt when you inflicted that pain on them. And when I heard it like that, it changed everything for me. It made me think of every single person that ever hurt me, and I didn't have any resentment for them anymore. I was like, wow, like now I understand what that means. Like the pain that you inflicted on me that I just spent a year, a month, a day, a week, however long getting over, you're going to experience all those horrible nights that I cried myself to sleep and like all that pain that I put myself through that, you know, it took a year. You're going to experience that all in one go, and that's going to really hurt you, and you will one day finally see what I went through. And I, now looking at that, not even that. It's like, I don't even want you to regret it. Me, after going through painful experiences and how I embody them, I'd never want anybody to feel that way, even the person who inflicted it on me. So knowing the fact that I had to endure all that pain, and then one day they're going to have to re-experience it and take it to heart how horribly I did, is enough to like forgive them indefinitely.
See, it's funny that you took it that direction from hearing it from her. I took it more of like, what pain have I inflicted on people?
Yeah.
Not like how I felt.
Yeah.
Like me being hurt. I thought of me like me hurting others. Yeah. And then I was like, I guess I'll find out that day, because I don't really remember hurting anybody.
No, I think about the guy with the shoes. I know that that's going to really come back, and that's going to really hurt me because
the stakes. I don't camp.
Oh yeah, that's gonna hurt
his feelings.
Yeah, sure. So but the way that I was kind of thinking about it more, and we don't really talk about this on our podcast, so I'll just kind of lightly briefly go over it because it's not a boohoo pity party, but we had a physically abusive childhood and upbringing. So the way that I think about that, because I think that when you're physically abused at a young age, it mentally
and emotionally, we were emotionally abused too.
Yeah, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of it. It really fucks with you. And you know what? I've been doing a lot of therapy, and I've realized that a lot of the reason why I attract narcissists nowadays is because I'm an empath, and because of those physical abusive things that I had to go through at an early age, I associated that with me not being good enough. So the men that come into my life when they're not good enough or they're not going to treat me well, I recognize that as like being familiar, and then like accepting that.
Because you feel comfortable.
Because it's comfortable, it's familiar.
You're used to.
Right. And then it's like I'm so desperately like seeking love and like seeking affection and seeking attention, because the only thing I related that to as a kid was pain. It's really hard to differentiate those things as an adult. Basically, my point being is that I went through a lot of therapy to get to this point, to be able to, number one, talk about it, number two, realize it, and number three, now, finally, after hearing this whole thing with this Dolores girl, forgive, because I had a lot of resentment held around a lot of those memories and those feelings and stuff like that, and a lot of trauma, and now knowing that that person who inflicted all that stuff on me is going to be faced with that, and that was years, like years of abuse. So the fact that he's going to have to go through all of that on his judgment day, I forgive him. And I actually feel really, really bad for the things that he's going to have to go through on that day.
Do you feel bad for all the pain that we've inflicted on his woman?
No. Absolutely not.
So she's not that grown up yet, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
That's really fucking funny.
Yeah. But yeah, so I loved that.
Dolores dive into that was really interesting. I loved that she said that the heaven, you know, that we do end up in, there is no hell. We're on hell now. I liked that. She's like, it doesn't work that way. You're not, she's like, of course, you know, people who have religion, they put it like that so that you act behaved.
Well, yeah, it's a fear-based.
Scare you. Yeah.
It's a fear-based tactic.
But I like that she said that, like, your heaven is whatever you think is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you want to be living in a home, because that's what you're comfortable in, is a home, like, you can have your dream home, you know?
Right.
But you let go of your body. You don't have your body. So it's not like how we've always said, like, well, what if, is it like we're at our hottest?
No, you just become a light source. Mm-hmm. That was what I thought was so fucking dope, too, is that, like, the way that she explained, like, how God and the universe and all these things are created is that it's all from one light. And he breaks off, God, source, breaks off into millions of fucking particles and pieces. And one of them's big enough to be the planet Earth. And the next one's small enough to be you or I. And we're all out here to learn something. And then when we die, That's when we actually report our information, our experience back to God, because the only way that you are able to experience emotions is in the physical human body. So these aliens and other, our ancestors or our spirit guides or our angels, all these other things, they're able to guide us. Our spirit guides, they're able to guide you and help you, but they are not able to experience jealousy, love, pain, hatred, joy.
Yeah, Pandora's
grateful
box.
Yeah, gratitude, all of these emotions you're only able to experience in the human form, and that's why we come here, is to take on those lessons. And then this is the other thing I thought was so trippy too, that also connects back with Louise Hay's teaching, is what you had said earlier, that we go into different bodies. So let's say, this is really trippy, bro. This makes me really not afraid for when you or I die, because I used to really dread that moment, and now I don't. Let's say you, me, mom, and dad, we have a spiritual contract on the other side that we don't remember about because we're in our human lives. Now, when I die, let's say I died first out of the four of us, and I go and pass on, and then I have my judgment day, and I'm in front of God, and I would either wait for you guys to finish out your life, because 80 years in the spirit world, 80 human years is nothing. It's like a minute. Mm. So I would wait for you guys to all die. And then once you guys all died, if our spirits were on that, that contract together, when you guys died, we'd get over there and we'd all go in front of God, and you would have your judgment day. Dad would have his, mom would have hers. And then we would all decide, okay, I didn't learn this lesson, so I'm going to go back now as Jade. Mom, you didn't learn this lesson, so now you're going to come back as me, and then Jade and Dad are going to switch. And now we're all going to go back again, and we're going to do it again.
And that's if you decided as a family?
And that's if our spirits are on that contract. So clearly, because you and I are sisters, you and I have a spiritual contract that we don't know about. We might not be sisters. Actually, I don't even think we are anything. I think that we're just light beings, and we took on these human forms to teach each other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting, because I'm all water, you're all fire, and our sibling relationship is so strong, but we were literally born in our planetary solar systems as 100% opposites. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of our, I don't know what our mission or our goal is, but I think that we have learned
right. How
to really coexist with each other. And you've learned how to not push my buttons, and I've learned how to not push yours. And you know what I mean? We've learned each other.
Right.
And obviously those lessons are going to carry over into many things in our life. Like, you're going to have to learn how to deal with someone who's sensitive. And when that happens, and you have other friends in your life that are sensitive, you're going to be like, wow, this is familiar, because Teal has taught me now how to deal with people who are sensitive.
Right.
I might not like it, and it might be very frustrating because you guys are fucking crybabies, but now I've accumulated this lesson and I can use it, you know?
Yeah. What else did she... cover, because I only saw the first 38 minutes. I have to finish it.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of stuff. One thing I do want to just kind of touch base on is Halsey actually was saying some good stuff on TikTok, and she was saying that if the universe has a funny way of presenting you tests and lessons, which is also with Dolores Cannon, she's saying that the earth is a school and you get these lessons and you have to pass it. Now, Halsey said, and actually Dolores says too, if you do not pass the lesson the first time, it will present itself again, because it's a test. So oftentimes, this was also a huge thing for me to be able to forgive people, is that it was like, okay, so this was a test. So let's say a boy comes into your life and he completely fucks you over, right?
Right.
Now, you don't learn from that relationship, and the next relationship you enter into, same thing. You pick a guy, you start dating, and then he completely fucks you over. Now, the reason that this is happening is because on some level, like, I'll just use me as an example, because this happened with me and fucking homeboy stalker fuckface, and then this new fucking Florida boy. I, on some level, in the bottom of my heart, didn't feel like I was good enough, so I was attracting these relationships to prove me right. So I was attracting men that were going to make my subconscious go, yeah, I'm not good enough. That's why I'm picking these shitty fucking dudes. So then it would make sense that obviously, if until I learn the lesson, I am good enough, I am worthy, then that. So it's like God is almost going to keep sending me shitty guys until I learn the lesson. The lesson is that I'm good enough. The lesson is that I'm deserving. The lesson is that I deserve to have the most awesome fucking man in my life. I just never believed it.
Right.
Until this whole Florida boy thing, and until I got treated shitty again, in my opinion, one more time. And I just, it was like I woke up and I was like, you know what? These people are here. These people were sent to me to teach me a lesson. This last little mishap was literally a man was sent here to teach me a lesson. Is this the kind of behavior that you will accept? Is this the kind of behavior that you're going to tolerate? Can I treat you like this? Can I treat you like that? And old me would have been so desperate because she didn't feel good enough that, yeah, that kind of behavior was 100% going to be acceptable because she wanted you around. But the new, this whole ego death where I've decided, no, I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe that I'm not good enough to have a really great guy. I think I actually, you know what? I'm going to wake up and decide today that I do believe it. And I think that now I finally passed my test, hopefully. And that all those people, all those shitty, quote unquote, relationships were sent to teach me a lesson. And I actually don't really even think that they were shitty. I have zero ill feelings towards anybody who has ever, quote unquote, fucked me over. I really don't care. I actually thank you and commend you guys because you made me level up so much in my life.
Right.
I'm actually really fucking excited that you guys fucked me over because
you learned your lessons.
I learned my lessons and my life is going to get way better. Now,
so do you think that in a sense you'll be lowering your standards then?
No,
look wise,
no. I mean, I'm still gonna want to be attracted. I think that that's it's not so. This is the other thing my therapist told me to do. She was like, this she told me this a long time ago. She goes, write down a list of 15 things that you want in a partner. She's like, and then circle the top five.
15 sounds like a lot of asks.
It's a lot of qualities, you know? So loyal, smart, funny, sensitive, respectful, supportive, you know, caring, what I mean? Yeah. Caring, all these qualities. And let me tell you, when I wrote 15 qualities, looks wasn't one of them. So I know that looks is a priority for me because it's the first thing that initially catches my attention. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, going forward, I will not be so blinded by someone being attractive and placing so much importance on their attractiveness that it deters me or derails me from being treated the way I want to be.
And will you be looking for red flags?
100%. So that was the other thing I kind of wanted to bring up, too, is that I feel like I'm getting a little smarter and a little wiser with the whole red flag thing. There was a lot of things that I definitely had overlooked in this last one. Like I do, I'm fucking professional at avoiding my shit. Now after this, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, you know, when you just feel differently, like even after I left the fucking stalker boyfriend, I still didn't like feel like this. I just felt very like, okay, I'm just going to keep dating and stuff like that. And now I feel very like, dude, that's not it. Dating is not important to me.
Okay.
Like, the person will find me when the time is right. See, I'm not going to seek it out.
They always say that the best person, like the right guy, finds you when you're not looking.
This is the other thing, too, though, is that, you know what? this is a thing that they say. When you really, really, really want something and you are so determined to get it, you also have to be completely okay with losing it. Mm-hmm. And I've really been practicing my detachment to things and not being so anxiously fucking attached to an idea or a thing or my house or my belongings or my car. I'm just like, you know what? It is what it is, man. Like, mm-hmm. If things leave you... So that's the other thing. It's like, if I really want a family and I really want kids, like, you don't have to have a man to have kids. So it's like, all the things that I want in life that I'm so afraid that if I don't find a relationship, those things aren't going to happen. That's not true, you know? Mm-hmm. So now I don't really give a fuck about fucking finding a soulmate and stuff like that. It would be awesome if it showed up in my lap. But it's just like, it's just not like
important right now.
And it was. It was really important to me. Me being in a relationship was a priority up until
yesterday. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Yes. Teal had an awakening.
Teal had an awakening. So yes, I did have an awakening, but I think it was really good for me to help me, you know, move on in forgiveness. And if anybody is having kind of a struggle or a rough spot, you should really check out some of Dolores Cannon's work.
Yeah, she's a fucking trip, man.
Did you overall like the video or was it kind of too much?
It was hard because I was trying to get ready. You know, I don't have time for anything in this life because I sleep until 7. But I was trying to get ready, and then it was such a quiet video. Mm-hmm. So if you put on your headphones and then you get smacked in the ear with a fucking... fucking stupid commercial.
Oh.
And it's like, get your teeth whitened! Like, she's so quiet and you have your volume all the way up in your ears. It scared the fuck out of me. It did it like 4 times.
Well, she's dead, actually. She died in 2014. So all of these recordings are from like the 80s and 90s.
Do you think she's stoked to be on the other side?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's any really feelings associated with it because once you pass over, you just become part of, like, there is no death. The death only exists to us because they leave us, and it's us being selfish wanting them here.
Right.
So, like, after seeing all that and, like, hearing everything, like, are you afraid to die?
It definitely made it not as scary. Like, I was excited about, you know, everything out here is dead and everything out there is beautiful. Like, the flowers never die and shit. Everything's green. The fact that we don't have to fucking work our asses off to live and not to deal with money bullshit sounds great. I was talking to my girlfriend Max today. I did her lashes and I was telling her a little bit about it and whatnot. And
is she into trippy stuff or is she more straight-minded?
I don't know, but she was like, fuck yeah. She's like, I am so ready to die. I was like, yeah. Like, she's like, I'm not afraid. She's like, no way. She's like, I want to die. It's so much easier. She's like, life is so fucking hard here.
Dude, like, so when, like, I don't know if you'd be that into it, but she, like, this Dolores girl gets even more in depth once you can grasp the concept of us being, like, a spirit and moving on. Mm-hmm. Then she starts to talk about, like, the aliens and stuff and how, like, the aliens, like, they're not harmful at all. And the only reason why we've been seeing them mm-hmm. is because back when we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima in the World War, mm-hmm. when we were able to make the atomic bomb so all the information you've ever been given in your life is only supposed to be given to you when you're ready for it. And when we as the human race was given the information to make the atomic bomb, it wasn't actually to make a bomb. It was to use the atomic energy to make like basically like free Wi-Fi and like free cell phone charge, like free things for like to advance our mm-hmm. human, you know. And then evil people used it for a bomb for
like actually
destruction, you know,
fuck shit up with this powerful shit,
right? Yeah, so basically like the aliens are just coming down to like check on us to make sure that we're not using the knowledge that they're providing us with in an evil way. And then they're only able to infiltrate the world and like mess with people if we are using the gifts that they're giving us for harm.
In a bad way.
Exactly. So the only time that an alien will harm, like technically harm us, is if we are doing something that's going to end the world.
What about the abductions? Why are they stealing us?
I don't know. That was actually a question that, I mean, I would love to ask her, but...
She's dead.
Yeah, but you know what? After listening to enough, I think that the reason why people would get abducted is because that was probably their soul contract. So coming into the earth, they literally said, so this is the other cool, trippy thing. When you write your soul contract, you actually choose how you die. And because you're not you don't have emotions as a spirit, you don't understand how that affects the people that you're with. So when you say, I'm going to die, like I'm going to kill myself, or I'm going to get hit by a train, or I'm going to be abducted by an alien, you don't realize the impact that you're leaving on the people who are around you when you were abducted by a fucking alien. My mom got taken by an alien.
Right.
But I think that it's actually a bigger picture than that, and that the spirits are just like, oh, it's time to go get Linda. Let's abduct her. This is her contract. This is what she wanted. Contract's up. This is how she wanted to die. Let's go bring her back to the spirit world.
It's so weird. Do you wonder how what you picked in your contract before you jumped into this life in this body?
Yeah, you know what's really trippy? So remember how you always had this fear that you were going to die on a train?
Ew, don't.
You used to always bring that up.
No, the Ouija board told me that.
Okay, well, that used to freak you out, that you would die by a train, which is very funny because it's not like trains are common. You know what I mean? It's not like you see them everywhere anymore.
Not where we live.
Right. And when I was younger, I remember trying to think about my life after high school and thinking that I died when I would turn 18. Like, I remember, like, being like, what do you mean life after high school? And people would be like, well, what do you want to do? And I'd be like, well, I don't think I'm going to be around. For some weird reason, I had it in my head that I was going to die young. Mm-hmm. And then now, after doing like a lot of mushrooms and like other weird trippy things, I actually think that I live a very long life. I think that you and me get very old together.
Oh, cute.
And I think that we die in old age playing bridge.
Grannies.
Yeah, I think we're a little grannies.
We should start practicing bridge now.
Yeah, and get real good at it so I can beat your ass.
Oh my God. Well, I think people should definitely look up this Dolores
Cannon on YouTube. I'm actually going to order all of her books.
And they have to listen to the episode that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's called Life or Death After Life. It's really good.
Death After Life by Dolores Cannon.
It is seriously, it fucking changed my life. And I mean, I wish the only thing that I wanted out of sharing that with everybody was to leave you with some little bit of shred of happiness that it left me with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not, it's like it takes away the worry and the scare.
Yeah. It really changed my perspective. It made me forgive all the people in my life that I didn't like. Like now, waking up today, I don't not like anybody. I really don't care. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? You did what you did. Except it is what it is.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Even with her, I kind of like all the people who I don't like that I don't like really, or that I didn't like, I just kind of look at them now and I feel bad for them. I'm like, wow, like I know in my bottom of my heart that I'm a good person. So if I don't like you, that means that you're probably not one. And you're going to have to face a lot of shit.
She's going to have to face a lot of shit on Judgment Day.
Dude, her Judgment Day, number one, is going to be the most irreparable pain that you could ever fucking imagine. Mm. And then
all
number
the pain
two,
she put us through and her son.
Well, think about it. It's like, do you know why those people are so nasty? They are caught in this horrible old, they have some kind of an insecurity or some kind of a belief that is not true that they believe. And they're forced to do these tests every day of their life. And that's why they're fucking terrible people, is because they're failing these tests. You know, it'd be like if I kept dating these horrible narcissistic fucking guys, never learned my lesson. Yeah. When I was 50 years old, I would probably be a bitter bitch, dude. Because I never learned the lessons and I never was able to graduate from that class. So I just hope that in her next life, when she comes back, that she comes back as someone with empathy and a heart, you know? And I feel bad for her that she has to live out the rest of this soul contract being a shitty person.
Maybe you can send the link to Dad and be like,
I did send it to Dad.
This.
I did send it to Dad.
You think he'll make her watch it?
I don't think that either of them will watch it because they're both narcissistic fucking assholes.
No, Dad will watch it. He likes weird shit.
I hope he does.
He's got time.
I wonder if that's going to all hit him like it hit me when he sees that part.
Maybe. He's such a weird conspiracy theorist now.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that about wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening to our ramble.
Thanks for dropping a shit on our chests. Now we're all confused.
Nice and steamy.
All right, guys. And just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. All right. Thank
you
so much.
Have a great day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.